We're gonna have the Ethics and Election Committee come to order. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Chair Perry.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Lee. Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance form. We're going to move to tabs 1 through 15, confirmation hearing for appointees. Unless a senator makes a vote for an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all of these nominations. Are there any questions? Are there any appearance forms? Is there a motion to make a confirmation?
Chair, I move to accept tabs 1 through 15.
Senator Brannon moves. We recommend confirmation on all appointees on tabs 1 through 15. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Brandis. Chair Perry.
Yes. By vote, the confirmation of the appointees on tabs 1 through 15 is recommended favorably. Thank you. All right, committee, we're going to move to tabs 7. Yeah. Easier. Okay. We're going to move to tab 17, SB 810, on vote by mail ballots by Senator Powell. Senator Powell, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of this committee. Thank you for allowing me to present Senate Bill 810. This bill is related to vote by mail. And what it does is if an elector chooses not to vote in person, this elector may personally deliver his or her ballot to an early voting location in the county of residence during the early voting site's hours of operation. This bill in particular is only for the specific individual who is delivering his or her personal ballot during the early election cycle. And I did provide to you a statement from my supervisor of election indicating her concerns with the bill. However, I've already spoken with the with David Rambo representing the supervisors associations, and they are indeed neutral on the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, questions? Yes, Senator Pastor, you're recognized.
Just real quick, this is pretty much the exact same bill we passed last year, isn't it?
Yes, this is the exact same bill that we passed on the floor last year.
Any other questions? Okay, we're going to get some appearance forms. Albert Cornell? Is that right? Vote by mail ballots? Oh, wait and support. That was from Albert. We'll have Albert Berta come in next. It's Gator Day. Sorry. Not Gator Day. Next, we have Joanne Cannon. Thank you. Kevin Byron. Thank you. Adam Campbell. And I think he was waving in support. Thank you. And Marilyn Wills. Good. Thank you for your time. See no more appearance forms. We are on debate. Any debate on the bill? Members, see no debates. Senator Powell, you recognize closing your bill.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And with that, I'll wave close.
Thank you. Ms. Voss, please call the roll on SB 810.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Brandis.
Yes.
Chair Perry.
Yes.
Favorable.
By vote, so SB 810 reported favorably. Now we're going to move to 18, SB 1262, election dates for municipal offices by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Senate Bill 1262 is regarding elections, and it deals with the uniformity of elections. Currently, counties and constitutional officers have elections in August and November, where cities can choose any time. This bill would require cities to pick to have either fall or spring elections. The spring elections would be January and March, and by doing this, we would ensure a maximum number of voters at the ballot box and the most efficient cost savings to taxpayers, and that is the bill.
Thank you. We do have one amendment, barcode 267526, by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment clarifies that they can choose the general election, so either March or November, each year. So if they have elections that are every single year, they can choose those dates accordingly. So it gives a little more flexibility to the cities.
Questions on the amendment? Yes.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so just so I'm clear, if you have a three-year election cycle, does this allow you to keep your three-year election cycle?
Yes, Senator Brandis. This was something brought to me earlier today about that three-year election cycle. This will allow them to continue to do so, assuming they choose the March or November election.
Very good.
Senator Brandis, you're recognized.
Thank you. If someone has like a few months off and now this goes into effect, will they get extra months or will we cut them back? Will they get an extra year or will they just go to the next year?
Thank you for the question. This will be proactive, so it'll go into effect following.
Okay.
More questions on the amendment? All right, we have appearance forms. These are for the amendment or are they for the bill? Okay. Anybody want to speak on the amendment? All right. We're going to debate. Any debate on the amendment? Okay. Any debate on the amendment? Senator Hudson raises closed. Any objection to the amendment? See no objection. So that amendment adopted. Okay. Questions on the bill as amended? Senator Brandon, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Senator Hudson, what would be the public policy reason for putting elections at these dates if some cities have been doing them in different dates or counties?
Thank you for the questions. And it would be cities, all counties and constitutionals are August and November. We have some cities across the board, across our state, that have just different election dates, some in June, some in January. Some in April, depending on what they see fit. But what we're trying to get is more a uniform level of elections. So August and November being one choice, or January and March. And when you look at some of that January-March elections, those springtime elections, a lot of our cities already do that. But also, you get into those presidential primaries, so that voter turnout is higher, so that we have a adequate number of voters showing up. Rather than a June election when there's a small percentage of voters showing up.
Do you have a fear that maybe some of these elections, these municipal elections, may get lost on ballots that are longer or have more things on them?
Thank you. That's an excellent question. I personally don't. One of my cities, Palm Coast, is 85,000 people. The county's 95,000. They actually have an election in August and November. The voters are well-informed. They understand all those individuals on the ballot, and they make the adequate decisions possible. So I don't have a fear that they will get lost in translation with those on the ballot.
Any further questions? All right, so we have some appearance forms. I'm sorry. Senator Torres, you're right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, what impact or have you heard from the supervisor of elections on this bill?
I have not heard specifically from the supervisor of elections. If there are several cities that have different elections throughout the year, it would cause, obviously, several ballots. This would be a little bit more uniform, so it would be a little bit cheaper for all the cities to combine their resources and do one account, voting and accounting for the supervisors. So I think it would be easier for them, but I have not heard specifically from their organization.
All right, thank you.
Any further questions? I see that we're going to move into appearance cards. Leslie Scooby, Steele, you are recognized. City Manager Midway.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I stand before you today to ask you to oppose this bill. I stand before you because cities such as mine, we're small in size, but our charter requires us. So you're going to require all of us to go through and change our charters and do other things that you hadn't maybe thought about. I'm going to have to pay anyway to vote to take it off my charter. So I'm just asking you guys to oppose this because I don't think you've thought about the cost it's going to cost us to change our own governments. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question for staff? Does the statute override the charter?
Staff? You can answer.
Yeah, this would supersede any charter, so it would override that. So if it stayed on their books, they don't have to take it off.
Okay, so they have plenty of time to make the adjustments.
Yes.
Okay.
Marilyn Wills? Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I waive close. I think it's a good bill, so thank you for your support.
Thank you. And Senator Hudson makes a motion to authorize staff to make any necessary technical changes. Without any objection, so that motion is adopted. Ms. Voss, please call the roll on CS for SB 1262.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Pasadena?
No.
Senator Rodriguez?
No.
Senator Torres? Senator Brandes?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Favorable.
By your votes, our CS for SB 1262 is reported favorably. We're waiting for Senator Lee. I've got a bill up in a little bit, so we're going to take a recess, but only for a little bit. Just going to wait around to see if he shows up, but we're not going to give him a whole lot of time. So we'll see just for a couple of minutes if you can just stay in your seats or stay close by.
I don't need an analysis.
All right, members, we're back on. And we're going to take up tab 16, SB 532, public record voters and voter registration by Senator Lee, presented by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 532 makes confidential and exempt from public inspection and copying requirements all information concerning 16 and 17-year-olds who pre-register to vote while they are minors. Once they reach the age of 18, their information will become available like any other registered voter, and that is the bill.
Questions? No questions. Any appearance forms on this? David Rambo? Thank you. Marilyn Wills? Thank you. Members, any debate? No debate. Recognized to close.
Wait,
close. Ms. Voss, please call the roll on SB 532.
Senator Brannon. Yes. Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Lee.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Brandis.
Yes.
Chair Perry.
Yes.
Favorable.
Right, vote show SB 532 reported favorably. Motion. Yes.
Mr. Chair, a motion to be reported favorably on tabs 1 through 15, the confirmation hearings, and tab 17, Senate Bill 810.
Without objection, show that adopted. Any other business before the committee? Senator Brannon moves we adjourn. Thank you.